Insurance agents from around the world, welcome to the Insurance Guys Podcast, powered by Glovebox.
God, I love Glovebox.
My name is Scott Howell, your fearless host and leader, insurance agency owner and insurance evangelist for iProtect Insurance and Financial Services, based out of Huntsville, Alabama. And before we get started on today's episode, please help me welcome. He is a 6'3" sophomore from Mobile, Alabama. Parade First Team All-American, Rivals 5-star recruit. He is a fantastic insurance agent and a great American. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome the incomparable Mr. Bradley Flowers. How are you, Bradley?
Great, Scott. How are you today?
Best I have ever been. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Mobile, Alabama. Home of the free, land of the brave. It is 7,412 degrees outside. We are 3 feet from the sun. Bradley, as you well know, everywhere I travel, I have the craziest, most unusual stories happen to me. Stories that I have to get other people to verify. And last night, we had another one.
It was interesting.
Last night, ladies and gentlemen, I go out to eat with Bradley and his beautiful wife, Laurel. Very strangely enough, and I've never had this happen to me, and I don't believe Bradley has either. Yesterday was Monday. Bradley was going to take us to one of our favorite places to eat yesterday for lunch, Callahan's. It was closed. It was closed because they had a plumbing problem. And per Bradley,
They're never closed.
Has never been closed in the history of, I mean, they've been in Mobile. They're the oldest?
I don't know. Like
1863
something like that, yeah.
Been around since the Revolutionary War. So last night, we were going to meet and have one of our notorious, famous Mexican ashtrays.
Correct.
At El Papi's. If you guys don't know what that is, you can Google it. They were closed. They don't open up on Mondays. So Bradley calls Callahan's.
There's only two restaurants in Mobile. So.
Bradley calls Callahan's, and he goes, "Hey, are you open tonight?" And the lady acts like on the phone like Bradley has just asked her, you know, whether she takes a bath or not every day.
Yeah.
She's like, "What? Of course we're open." Well, you weren't open for lunch. So we go to Callahan's to have dinner last night. Just hamburger and fries. Everybody had maybe a drink or two. I think I only had one drink. About halfway through the meal, Bradley texts our friend, great American, somebody who I respect, and that plays into this story. Somebody that I respect a lot, that I think is a great business person, Scott Tindall. Scott's been on the podcast. Can't remember which episode.
A couple times,
and he's always got really interesting stuff working. And last night was no different. Scott comes over. We finished dinner. I've paid the bill. I went ahead and paid. And Scott, we hug it out. Scott sits down. We start talking. About that time, the waitress comes up that was waiting on us. She's the only one there last night, bless her heart. She walks up to me. Laurel had just gotten up and gone to the bathroom.
And the biggest downside to Callahan's, the worst part about Callahan's, everything else is great. The biggest downside is sometimes you think you're at Dick's Last Resort.
Right.
Because the service is sometimes a little bit on the curt side of things.
Right. It ain't Paula Deen and Sweet Tea, folks.
No, it's not.
It's not what you need as a receptionist or president of First Impressions at your insurance agency. So Scott sits down, Scott Tindall. We're talking. Bradley's sitting there. Laurel's gone to the bathroom. The waitress walks up to me a couple feet from me, and she goes, "Hey, was the service okay tonight?" And I said, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, everything's fine. What's going on? And then it hits me. I look at Bradley. And Bradley has a look on his face that is, the only way I can describe it is almost fear. It was almost fear.
Because I knew what was about to happen.
Right.
I picked up on it immediately.
Now, folks,
I was like, oh, that's what that was about.
Now, folks, let me tell you something. I'm a lot of things, and I'm certainly not perfect. But if you do something for me or if I eat at a restaurant, I'm going to give you a 20% tip. If somebody does something for me, I'm always going to pay you for it. I hardly ever let anybody ever buy anything for me. Anybody that knows me, typically I pick up the bill. Bradley, we've been out to eat 100 times, and I'd say I'd usually 70-80% of the time pick up the check. So it dawns on me what she has said and why she said it. But she's doing that thing that I hate. And everybody in America's spouse has done this at one time or another. Well, they'll say one thing with a meaning behind it, But then they don't want to. They don't want to really talk about it. No, 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 it's fine. It's fine. No, no. I just wanted to make sure the service was okay. Well, Bradley knew that that was not going to be where this ended. She spins around and goes to the table right behind us to take somebody's order. And as soon as she spins back around to go inside, I stand up and I said, "Well," I said it to the whole crowd at Callahan's. Really, I said, "Well, you know, I'm not going to let this slide. Come back over here." About that time, Laurel comes back to the table. And I said, "So what's the problem?" And then she gets into the fact that I only left an $8 tip. And I said, "Okay, ask Laurel, I borrow $10 from Laurel because I don't ever keep cash on me. And by the way, I already gave Bradley a check this morning for $10 to give to Laurel." I go follow her inside, and that's where things get good. I said, "I want to see the itemized receipt that you gave me." "Oh, I've already thrown it away." And I said, "Listen." She kept saying, "This is no big deal." I said, "It's the biggest deal." I said, "If the emergency broadcasting system comes on right now and says the Red Chinese have released 600 nuclear weapons on the United States, they'll be here in 30 minutes. Everybody's going to die. They are going to find me in the dumpster looking for that receipt." That's what a big deal this is. There is no bigger deal in the world than this right now. I go behind the bar with her and start digging through the garbage to find my receipt. And at this point in time, she realizes, "Oh shit, this guy's for real. Like he ain't messing around." And so she's digging through the garbage. I'm digging through the garbage. Finally, after about 9 or 10 receipts, she pulls out my receipt. And I said, "That's it right there. $72.34, whatever it was." I said, "Look at the bottom of that. Tax. $3.88. I rounded it up to 4, multiplied that times 2, $8 tip. And she looks at me and she goes, "Yeah, but we don't tax alcohol." And I said, "Lady, I'm not a CPA in Mobile. I don't know what you tax and what you don't tax. Every restaurant I've ever been to in my whole life, I just double the tax. That's your tip. That's 20% in my book for most of the time, right?" And about that time, after we found the receipt and she realized what happened, she got nice. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Well, it just really wasn't a big deal." And I said, "It was a very big deal. First of all, bruised my ego because I'm with my friends and you come out there and do that. Second of all, if I don't make this right and I just let it go, let's just say I just let it go, there's going to be a small part of Bradley Flowers, Scott Tindall, and Laurel Flowers, it's like, wow, Scott, I wonder, Scott, maybe he just doesn't tip very well or something. And I am not that person. Guys, if I owe you money, let me tell you how bad it is. When nobody can do anything for me without paying. It is so bad. David Carruthers has been doing some work on an agent, working with an agent of mine a couple times and some other stuff in the past year or so. Will not let me pay him. Every time I send him a check, he tears it up. Really pisses me off. Because David's as weird about all this as I am. Going the other way. He won't take any money from me. I reach out to his wife, Bradley. I owe her $250 right now, by the way. I get their home address. I said, "Annie, here's what we're going to do. David Carruthers won't accept money from me. I'm just going to start sending you money. You cash the checks." Don't even tell him. I don't give a shit. Just don't tell him.
We'll find out if he listens to the podcast.
No, he won't. He don't listen to this podcast. Guys, we've got a great show for you today. Our mission on this podcast, every single week, is to help you guys row the boat just a little closer to the lighthouse. And what is the lighthouse? It is the freedom that Bradley and I feel like you deserve to live. It is making that small little tweak. Mike Stromso says it best: big doors swing on little hinges. It's that one thing, that one or two things that maybe you change in your agency that take you from $3 million to $8 million, or $8 million to $15 million. It's amazing what little tweaks will do. Bradley, there's an old saying that Mike talks about, and I've heard it in 100 different ways. If you'll make one change a day for 365 days, you're going to be a whole lot further ahead than when you started.
1% better every day.
1% better every single day. So without further ado, I want to bring our all-star guest on today. She's somebody that I respect, and I'm going to say this about her before I introduce her. April the 4th, I believe it was, 2018, Bradley and I were considering going independent. We go up to Chris Paradiso's office. Within the first 2 or 3 hours, he talks about her. Mm-hmm. He says, "Oh, by the way, I'll just call her." He calls her. She answers the phone.
Meanwhile, I had no idea what Ivan's was.
I didn't either. Didn't know. It could have been a restaurant. And there's a lot of.
I've had independent agents who use Ivan's ask me, "What is Ivan's?
What is Ivan's?"
Yeah.
She gets on the phone. Bottom line is this: she was available. She's always been extremely nice. She's always been very helping. She's a servant. She loves to serve others, and she doesn't make you feel stupid when you call like I do and ask stupid questions sometimes. So without further ado, I want to give her the introduction that she's always deserved. She is originally from Somerville, Massachusetts, and she currently resides in Sugarloaf, New York, transitioning to Hartville, South Carolina. I have some ideas on why that transition's happening, but we'll talk about that later. She is married to the ruggedly handsome Stu, and she has three beautiful babies that I'm guessing are not babies anymore: Brian, Eric, and Justin. She is a graduate of Bryant University with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. And in 1989, this is pretty impressive, Bradley, she received her CPCU designation. Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my profound honor today to introduce to you the Director of Agency Customer Success for Ivan's, my friend, great American, and passionate about insurance, Miss Cal Derlin. How are you, Cal?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And that was amazing.
Well, it's amazing to have you on this podcast finally. I am blessed and humbled to have you here. I think that you can really help these agents. It is amazing to me, Bradley mentioned it earlier, how many agents really, they know they've got Ivan's, but they really don't understand anything about it. They're just like, oh, I kind of know what that is, but not really. So talk to our audience today just a little bit about, I guess let's just start with the start. What is Ivan's? What your role is with Ivan's? And what you have seen over the past couple of years or a year or two with a change in leadership, because there has been a change in leadership on the direction of where you guys are going. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Ivan's is a network where we bring efficiency to sharing data between the insurance carriers, MGAs, and the agents using their agency management systems. On top of the Ivan's network, there's a service called Ivan's Exchange, and that's where we help the agents the most by them contacting me or my team. So right. As we've said, there's a team of six of us, so even though Chris gives my number out, now you're giving my number out and contact information, there's a better place to go called connections@ivansinsurance.com to get all of us to talk about it. And as you said, we talk to agents from any aspect of, it's download focused because that's where the download comes from, the network. But it's also, if you're new to being an independent agent, we talk to a lot of agents that are in that kind of world. Ivan's Exchange is something that's specific to your agency. So unless you get, if you don't know what I'm talking about at all, definitely reach out to connections@ivansinsurance.com to find out what that is so we can help you, because that's where the value is getting to know you a little bit better and your scenario and how many carriers and MGAs you can write policies with so that you can receive that download. We help with all of that. So it's a lot of fun from that perspective. And then, as you said, we've got new leadership at Ivan's. So one of the things, as you also shared, I've been doing this for a long time. And one of the things that I've been involved with is we always heard that the carriers would provide the download, but the agents wouldn't use it. And the agents would say, the carriers aren't providing enough download for us to use.
Yeah.
And the answer to that scenario is yes, that's what's happening from both perspectives, but it's changing. So thanks to Ivan's, there's now a team of six of us that answer the questions for the agents, show them what they're missing, talk them through what they could do to get more. From the carrier's perspective, there's a team of people talking to the carriers saying, hey, your agents want more. We're going to show you who's asking for it and how you can expand it. And then just from the overall leadership's perspective, they're saying, what can Ivan's do that's even bigger than just download?
Sure.
How do we connect it to make it more efficient? Because you have to sell a policy. You have to know what markets, have the appetite for that policy before you can actually get the download. Right. So our leadership is looking at the gamut of what they can do to improve the independent agency's channel. Awesome.
Well, and one of the things too, the Ivan's relationship, it's a two-part relationship, right? The carriers have to provide the download and agree to do it, but the agents have to use it in order for it to be worth it for the carriers. And one example I like to give is there's a local MGA here that started downloading, and a lot of the data we were getting, the way that they were sending it, was causing some issues in our system. And so we've worked with Ivan's to correct a lot. And it's not an Ivan's problem. It's a particular carrier. And I was talking to the CEO, and I said, hey, how's the download thing going? And he's like, man, nobody's using it. I'm thinking, well, because what you're sending is incorrect.
Correct.
It's called, and so then the other side of that is if agents would use it, even then it incentivizes them to do it even more.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
One of the main reasons we wanted to do this podcast was because there's a million situations like that.
Right.
Where this party doesn't want to do this because of this, and this party doesn't want to do this because of that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of agents out. I talked to a lot of agents that are like, oh yeah, our AMS has downloads, but we're not using it. We just enter everything manually because of whatever reason. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a bad experience with one carrier. Therefore it's, they don't want to use it. And so you have to use it in order for it to get better. It's like working out.
Right.
If Scott and I want to be the strongest men in the world, we've got to go work out. Like, you're not going to get there if you don't work out. And so you've got to use it. And so there's a lot of features within the Ivan's Exchange, and the Ivan's Connectivity Report can show that people aren't utilizing, that if they would utilize it, it would get better for everybody.
And that's exactly right. I mean, we've said for a long time, an agency not only fixes it for their agency, they fix it for a whole industry, right? So if somebody will just step up and give us that information, some specifics, let's see if we can help you get it fixed. Helps the agency, helps the industry.
Right. Cal, I want to say something. I have known Bradley Flowers for nearly 5 years. He is not a friend of mine. He really isn't. To me, he is family. If somebody asked me, is Bradley Flowers a friend of yours? I'd say, no, he's not. He's brother. Truly. I love him. I know him well. I can pick up on his energy in about 2 nanoseconds when he calls me. I can tell what kind of mood he's in about 0.001 seconds. I don't believe in the 5 years that Bradley Flowers and I have known each other that I have ever seen him more passionate about something than carriers. Insurance executives, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. Listen very closely. And Bradley's about to throw this chair through that door right there and get up on his soapbox.
I've chilled out a lot.
I have never seen Bradley Flowers as passionate about this topic. If you're going to do downloads, carriers, with Ivan's, don't even bother doing it unless you're going to do commissions.
And everything else. Everything.
Everything. Service request, everything.
Yeah.
Claims and eDocs and messages. Yes. The whole thing. Right. Yep.
Because here's a theory I have, Cal. I think a lot of these carriers look at, okay, we'll download new policies and renewals.
Right.
Because that's what happens the most.
Sure.
Right? Claims and commissions and all this stuff that maybe doesn't happen every single day.
Mm.
We don't have to worry about that. But what happens is, and it's almost like if you throw a rock into a group of dogs, the one you hit is the one that barks.
Right.
It's almost like we'll download policy and renewal. That'll shut them up.
Right.
Basically. Right.
So,
here's the problem. To me, if you're not downloading claims, or for example, as a carrier, there's a potential for a ball to get dropped there because
right.
I'm used to you downloading. Now, all of a sudden, here's a thing that only happens a couple times a year.
Sure.
With this particular carrier, and you don't download it, we don't know about it. Customer gets pissed. You see what I mean? It creates a little bit of a, not just an inefficiency, it creates an exposure.
So here's the question I've had for Cal, because Bradley has been so passionate.
And we're getting deep into the weeds really fast, Cal. Well, I apologize.
Listen, I got to get this answered, though, because I have never seen Bradley Flowers so passionate about something in my entire life. Is the reason that carriers decide that, we're just not going to do commissions and claims, as Bradley said, because they don't happen every day. We're just going to download policy endorsements and policy information. Is that a cost factor for them where they're saying, we can say, let's say Ivan's cost X, but if we only download this and this, it only costs this. Is that why they do it instead of doing everything?
It could be. I mean, I'm going to say there's a cost, right? So a download is a cost to the carriers and the MGAs, but it also frees their agents up to be salespeople instead of being data input people.
Exactly.
You know, so how do you make this, you know, work that way? Do you want the agency going up to their website to pull stuff down, entering data in, mm-hmm. trying to reconcile their commissions versus selling, cross-selling, you know, more policies, you know, right. to their clients? So yeah, there is an expense. You know, everything's got an expense.
I have a theory on that though.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's the expense. I think the expense may be part of it. Here's what it is. It's the agent's fault, because I guarantee you, if we poll the agents listening to this podcast, are you downloading commissions? There's mm-hmm. going to be a hefty percentage of them that don't have that feature on mm-hmm. because they don't understand how much more efficient it makes them.
Correct.
And even me in the beginning, I was like, do I want to do that or not? Because I didn't understand what it meant. I thought it meant my team was going to get to see the commissions.
Right.
That's what I thought it meant. That's
sure.
not what it means.
Right.
And I think I put the blame on that squarely on the agents, because if the carrier is going to look at that, well, we can do that, but the agents aren't going to use it.
Right.
It's like, why XYZ carrier not on a radar? Well, so I was talking to a regional carrier here back a few years ago regarding Tarmica, actually now part of the Applied family. And I was like, hey, you guys should get on Tarmica. Well, and this is an Alabama only carrier.
Right.
And, oh, well, we've got to have, you know, 300 agents in Alabama using that radar.
Sure.
In order for us to be on it. Well, they're not going to use the radar unless you're on it. It's a, you know what I mean? So I put the blame squarely on the agents for that.
Cal, Bradley has never dovetailed me into a question better than what he just did, ever.
Go for
so,
it.
So here's the question. This is the $1 million question of the day, and I think I already know the answer to this. What is the number one problem when you work with agents, which you do every single day? What is the number one problem that you see each agency have when they reach out to you? And I'm going to go ahead and say this. I believe, from what I know about Ivins, it's probably that each and every agency that reaches out to you has not maximized their downloads.
I would say anybody that you guys get their attention on, that is totally the case.
Yeah.
And I said thank yous to Chris all the time. I said thank yous to Brad and, you know, you every time I find those agents. But that's exactly right. They don't understand Ivins is here mm-hmm. to help them, that we're complimentary service. We will talk through, you know, what you've got today, what you don't have, what we can add, and how you can influence those carriers to add more.
Right.
Right? We have that functionality too.
Let me say this. I believe Bradley is correct. Agents, if you're listening to this, when you listen to this, I can't tell you, there is not enough words in the English language for me to describe in an accurate sentence how important it is for you to turn these downloads on for your commissions. Bradley, how much easier would their life be?
I know. So
I know.
Cal reached out to me. I feel like I'm 80 years old. So I've lost a little bit of my spunk, because I'm just like, just freaking do it. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream at you. Just do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's my job.
So and always the second day of when you and I do these batch recordings, the second day is a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because we go so hard the first day. Anyway. So Cal reached out to me about a month or two ago, and she was like, hey, I've been getting these referrals from you guys. You must have mentioned me on the show. And I was like, actually, we did the other day. And she's like, I would love to.
You think you got them then?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Buckle your chin strap, Cal.
She said, I would love to walk you through the Ivins exchange.
Sure.
And I log into the Ivins exchange on a regular basis. And I'm going to just be completely honest with you, Cal. I was thinking, well, I'm just going to do this because out of respect for her, because she reached out. I think I pretty much know everything, right?
Bradley was every agent in the world. I'm sure our stuff's perfect.
Exactly.
I'll just log in to make her happy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I get on there, and she blew my mind in about 10.2 seconds.
Right.
But one of the things that really stuck out is there's a page in there that you can go to, and if you guys have been on the Ivins Exchange, you know what page I'm talking about. And on the Is it the left-hand side, it lists all your carriers, and at the top it lists all of the types of downloads that you can get.
Sure.
How many different types are there?
Oh boy, it's over 20 something that are out there.
So you guys are thinking new renewal claims commission, there's 20 different types of downloads, right?
Well, just the categories. Forget about you go down further than
that. Yes, just the category. So, and what it, if it's basically it's color coded, it's a bunch of looks like an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
It's color coded and the different colors means it's either available and you're not using it, you're using it, or it's not available.
Right.
I already knew that. I knew all that. I thought that's what we were going to go over.
Sure.
What this wonderful woman showed me is that you can click on the square if your carrier doesn't have it and request it.
Yep.
And most of the time,
encourage them to add it, right?
Yes.
So it's helping to encourage.
It encourages them to add it. It pings the carriers.
Right.
So you said, I've never been more passionate about something. Guess what I did about 10 seconds after we got off the call? I called every agent that I knew that had this one particular carrier that I desperately need them to do download for commissions.
Right.
And we all clicked it at one time.
Do they have them yet?
Not yet, but they got about 40 requests in one day. And they're like, oh, well, these people want this. That, to me, that was something that I didn't even know that was there. And I'm like, well, crap, I feel like an idiot because here I am getting on podcasts yelling at carriers like, you need commission download, you need claim download, you need EDOC download. And there's a freaking button on my computer that I can go in and request it myself.
Right.
Like, I'm driving to Maine to get to California. Right. You know what I mean? We could just go straight there.
Right. So, Cal, next question for you. Guys, we're on the podcast today with Cal Derlin with Ivins. And let me say this. For all of you new agents that have just gotten started, there are some agents that are listening to this right now that don't know what Ivins is, and we've already described what they are. If you're an independent agent, in order to get Ivins, and I'm going to ask Cal to help me out here, my understanding is that all you have to really do is reach out to one of the carriers that you do have. Maybe you're a brand new agent and you've only got a couple of carriers. Maybe you've only got Progressive and Safeco, let's just say. I'm just throwing two names out there. It could be anybody. You can call your marketing manager or email them, and if you don't, for some reason, have an Ivins number to get this whole thing started, that carrier can give you basically a letter of permission or something like that to get your Ivins account set up. Is that correct?
Well, so they can, some carriers will set it up for you. We actually ask that you now come to the connections@ivins.com team.
Okay.
And we'll set it up for you.
Okay.
And we ask which carrier you're appointed to write with, and we'll give you that information so that you can, you know, start setting up your download. So let us help you.
Bradley, I'm old.
Like I said, we help with more than just download. We'll help you set up a Y account too.
Cal, I feel old because back when I started this thing, I'm 50 years old, but when I started it was you had to go through a carrier to get, almost like getting permission.
Well, it was like that, but we found as we were working with agents and now that we've got this team at Ivins that we can help a lot more if we just set it up for them. Yes.
And here's the thing, like, so here's something that I've realized, Scott, from my time on the captive side.
Sure.
And my time doing this podcast and as an independent, that there's a lot of independent agents that don't understand, that have never been anything but an independent agent.
Right.
And don't necessarily understand how it works on the other channels in the industry.
Right.
And one of the huge advantages to Ivins, when you're competing against, let's say, a farmer's agent or State Farm or whoever, a lot of these companies, these captive companies, when you write a policy, it's in your management system immediately.
Right.
And you don't have to do anything. So if I'm sitting here and I'm writing policies competing with this farmer's agent,
right,
and we're one-to-one competing, at scale, they're going to beat me. If I'm sitting here and then as soon as I write the policy, I have to spend 25 minutes entering all the stuff in the management system.
Right.
And that's where Ivins gets you.
Equal footing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, Cal, let me say this. There is no limit to what I won't do, including crawl to your house to deliver you a check for $5,000 from Alabama. If somehow, some way, you and the team at Ivins can talk all of these MGA / brokers. And I'm going to get on that soapbox pretty soon because I don't even know what to call these companies, MGAs or brokers. Why do we have two different acronyms for the same damn thing?
I'll tell you who we need to bully into downloading is the freaking MGAs and brokers. That's what we need to do.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Listen, There is no limit to what I won't do. If we can somehow figure out how to get all of these MGAs and brokers who are writing policies with carriers, but they're also, you know, the agent's the one that's reaching out and getting them to quote the business, how on God's green earth can we get them to start doing downloads for both policy documents and commissions? Please, for the love of God, help me.
What's like?
You know what? So one thing, again, our team's doing is anytime an agent gives us that name, we put it into a database. So again, when our team reaches out on your behalf to try to encourage them to do that, we can give them specific agencies. Mm-hmm. So like we just talked about with those want futures, let us get it. So it's not a single voice. It's kind of a collective voice. And that's what we'll help you do, because totally get it. We call them intermediaries, MGAs, whatever. Yeah. You know, there's a bucket of these guys that you have to go through if you can't get a direct appointment, right?
Right.
Or they don't work directly with agents, whatever the reason. But let us help you get that message to them that you want that download.
What's like, you know, freaking RPS, owned by Arthur Gallagher. We're the biggest MGA in the world. We're so advanced. You should do business with us. Oh, we're going to mail you your policy.
Oh, my land.
2 weeks after you issue it. Now, we can't get a binder to you today. Like, you're operating like it's 1984.
Well, not to mention the fact when they email me my statement every month, you need a doctoral degree in accounting from Cal Berkeley and 7 years experience.
Not Cal Durland, Cal Berkeley.
See, I'm sorry, Cal Berkeley.
No, you didn't say it. I was just...
Hey, you need a doctoral degree in accounting and 6 years experience working for a damn big six accounting firm to figure out what exactly that statement says, because it's got, you know, negatives and positives and this and that. And
my statement's usually wrong when I get it.
And then you call the son bitches and their accounting department treats you like you're a third grader. They're like, oh, this guy, he doesn't know what.
Because you don't have the Cal Berkeley degree.
Scott. I mean, it's so simple. Look out here, and you can see where if you just subtract $8,726.32 minus this endorsement for $272 plus addition of this plus, and I'm like,
okay, I'll pay it.
Can y'all please start downloading?
Mine is. I'll get that statement from RPS. And then, you know, you can log in. They have a portal now you can log into, and you'll log into it, and the stuff that it says you owe is paid.
Right.
And I'm like, right. No, you just emailed this to me 10 minutes ago. How's it wrong?
Happened to me last night, RPS. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm about to go. RPS sends me a past due notice statement last night. Last night, both of the accounts that are on my past due notice statement mailed them a check 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cal, I want to help these agents some more, but I got to stop for a second. You and Bradley keep talking about get in the system. Go to connections, www.connections with an S on the end of it, I believe, at ivansinsurance.com. Is that right?
So that's actually an email address. Connections at ivans.com is the email address.
Right.
Just if they're listening to this, just send us an email. Say you heard this podcast and you need help, and we'll help you from there. We'll come back with a response, ask you a couple questions, and take it from there.
Here's my problem. Okay. Here's my problem. You and Bradley talk about getting on the dashboard and the connections and filling in the information with the carrier that you'd like to get downloads. My problem is this. I kind of feel like that's like signing a petition for something. Like, are we just doing that just to do it? Or is at some point something actually going to happen? You know what I mean?
What's happening behind the scenes?
Right. Because, you know, it's great that you had 30, 40, 50 agents reach out to this carrier, but I mean, did that go in the circular file and somebody in middle management was like, nah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'd say sometimes it might, but other times you guys are making a big difference. So don't stop doing it. Agents have a huge voice with their carriers and MGAs. Go for it.
I think carriers, it's important. I think there's definitely some carriers that don't pay attention to it. There's some carriers that do. What we used to say when we were at Alpha, and I didn't come up with this, but we special filed it.
Right.
That was trash.
Right.
You know, some of them definitely probably special file it, but there's probably a lot that pay attention to that. And what carriers need to understand, I can tell this story now. The carrier rep that did this listens to the podcast. So we had a carrier that we all know, or a lot of us know, and we got appointed with them. And I said, hey, what, and this is a carrier, Scott, similar to similar to like a guard. They're a tool in your tool belt. It's not something you're going to use every single time.
Sure, but nice to have.
But when you come across a situation, and Cal, you're probably familiar with this too, when you come across a situation that they're good, you can definitely use it. And so we write a couple policies a month, nothing crazy. And I said, hey, it would be great if you guys downloaded, okay? And the rep said, well, you need to write 100 policies or $100,000 in premium before we give you download.
Mm.
Which is a really crappy way to do things, by the way. And I know Ivan's definitely doesn't endorse that. And I said, let me explain something to you. It's going to sound like I was being a jerk. I was not being a jerk. I said it very nicely. Let me explain something to you. So the way that the hierarchy in which we select which carrier we put with a risk, number one is best for that risk. That's always the most important. But a really, 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 I mean, nano close second is ease of doing business.
Correct.
We talked about this yesterday or on a previous episode, and we talked about how if our carriers can make it easy for us to do business, we can then in turn make it easy for our customers to do business, right? I don't remember who we talked about that with. So all the way at the bottom of that list are carriers that don't download.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to brass tacks,
right?
If your product is no different, and I'm not talking about price, if your product is no different than this carrier here that downloads, this is where we're going. So I would reach download, I would reach that 100 policies or $100,000 in premium a whole lot faster if you download it, because that in turn makes me more efficient. It's going to put you higher up on the hierarchy,
right?
Blah, 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 blah. And the very next day I got, congratulations, you have download now in your email.
Yeah. Cal, I'm just going to start calling people out. My give a damn button broke.
Last night at Callahan's.
At Callahan's last night, my give a damn button just broke. So I'm just going to start calling people out. Now, there's one or two carriers I know that I am mystified that they do not download. Mystified. And I know that their CEO, if I was sitting in a boardroom with him, would tell me all the reasons why they don't download. How expensive it is, and we're trying to manage cost. And Scott, do you know, here's one of their favorite ones to do. You want to hear one of their favorites? Do you know how much money we spend on technology every year? We spend $500 million. We spend $500 million a year on technology.
But you got to use Microsoft Edge to use our program.
Yeah, but you got to use Outlook to freaking run to. Anyway, now there's one carrier, and I can't remember which one it is we've got, because we got a bunch of carriers. Is it U.S. Assure? It's somebody that I'm sitting here thinking, and I wish I'd have looked it up before I got on this podcast today, but there are a couple of carriers that I am mystified.
U.S. Assure is one, Guard is another.
Don't download.
Yeah.
Oh, them sons of bitches. Let me tell you something, U.S. Assure.
Well, so I'm going to make an excuse for U.S. Assure that, you know, they're owned by farmers. Do you know that?
Zurich owns all that.
Yeah, so it doesn't shock me that they're not in the, you know, but.
They need to get with the damn program. Cal, help these agents just a little bit. Tell them when they go to the dashboard, which I've done a few times, I've got it on my Google Calendar every 6-month increments to get in touch with you to just look at our downloads.
You want to look at your percentage, your connection percentage, and see of the availables that we have. Sorry to interrupt you, just helping give you context.
Sure.
You want to look at the total available download and what percentage of that you're utilizing.
Correct. And
if you get the right carriers on the list, we'll help you with that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, don't go 6 months. Once a month, Ivans will send you an email saying, hey, go take a look. It's the first Monday of the month if you're set up. So if we can nudge people to do it once a month.
And I don't do it every month. I probably do it every 6 months too, but I need to do it every month.
Right. So you go to that dashboard, Cal. What's the first thing you need to do when you get on that dashboard?
If you see that there's anything but 100% downloading, you give us a call and we're going to talk it through with you. It could be that that report was set up years ago. We need to get it current. But whatever you need to do to get going, give us a email. You know, email us at connections@ivans.com. I know Chris gives my phone number out all the time. So if you guys that have my phone number have it, give me a call.
I wouldn't say it on here. I would not advise that.
Cal, I'm going to do something that's unprecedented in the history of insurance right now.
Uh-oh.
Are you near a computer?
I am near a computer, yes.
Okay. Now, we've been podcasting live. This is our second day, and most of our podcast guests have come out with these They've waited to be on the Insurance Guys podcast to come out with these unbelievable announcements. You know, we had Seth Zaremba on here yesterday. We had Ragoff with Tarmac on here just dropping bombs. I want to go live on the Insurance Guys podcast right now. You pull up my account for iProtect Insurance and Financial Services based out of Huntsville, Alabama, and you tell all of these agents live on the podcast how shitty our Ivans is. Okay? I want them to all hear. Y'all, there's a lot of people that want to talk about it. I be about it.
That's right.
I'll do it all. It don't matter to me. I'll post on the damn Insurance Guys Facebook page my P&L and my balance sheet. I'll pull my pants all the way to the ground. I don't care. So what Cal is doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, she is logging in. And, Cal, I don't have our number, but if you need it, I can look it up real fast or get one of my people to look it up for me.
You got it memorized?
Justin
Miller. It might be easier because I'm trying right now to find you different ways.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can find it.
Call Justin live on there and get it. Let's just call Justin.
All right, hold on 1 second. Justin Miller, ladies and gentlemen, you are live on the Insurance Guys podcast. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing best I've ever been. How are you?
Man, I feel better about things just having you on the phone. I have got Cal Derlin. I'm looking at her right now in her office.
He has 872 cameras pointed at him.
And you have 847 cameras pointed at you right now. All I need from you live on the Insurance Guys podcast is our iProtect Insurance Ivan's ID number. That's all I need.
Okay, YEGRN.
Say it again.
YEGRN.
YGERN.
Wait, the E comes before the G. YEGRN.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I got it. I protect Athens, Alabama.
Sir, you are an officer and a gentleman. I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you for calling into the Stern Show.
See you, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so I see right now that you you've done some work, but you've only got 83 downloading, which means we've got to find out why. You've got more. It's probably because we did talk back whenever we talked.
And that's probably pretty average, right, Cal? You know, most agencies are around 80 or so.
Well, it depends on if they've ever talked to us or not. Every time
they've never talked to you,
we find a lot more.
Okay.
So when you say, I want to make sure these agents understand what we're doing right now, okay? She's just logged in to Ivan's for the iProtect Insurance, which is my insurance agency, and she made a comment, and her comment was, you only have 83 downloading. Now, I'm going to assume, what does that number 83 represent?
So that represents, so you've got two pages of carriers. So as far as who you've got set up, say you've got 20 carriers at MGA set up for download, right? Uh-huh. So do we have the correct ones? That's a conversation we have. And then each of those has eDocs claims, direct bill commission, commercial lines or personal lines download. So depending on how much they offer across the board of that whole kind of grid, you have those 80, whatever we just said. That was
83.
That are downloading right now. Yep,
so is that 83 carriers or 83%?
That's 83 connections, right? 83 so it's a grid.
Okay. All right. Help me out. Now, remember, I have the brain of a very small baby squirrel. Okay. You have to understand just how uneducated and dumb I am. When you look at my information on that screen, can you pretty quickly, because you've been doing this for more than about 10 minutes in your lifetime, and that's a joke. She's no telling how long she's been doing this. Tell me things I can improve on besides the 83 that we just mentioned. What are some other things that you see on the screen as you – and you can even click around and kind of deep dive into some things to tell me what –
Well, I would say right now there's two MGAs that have added download that you aren't activating. So right off,
which
I can see that you've got
– Yeah, which
– I've got a tune up here, and I've got – let's see. The other one was Branch –
Yeah, so Attune is actually not downloading yet, but they're ready.
Something's been added, so that's the conversation to come in and see what's been added to activate that.
I'm just calling yell at them. I'll do that.
Okay, so
I'll do it. I'll take care of it.
When you click through those 83, and Bradley mentioned earlier how you can look down and I don't want you to do it to every carrier, but just maybe spot check three or four of the big ones. Is there any of those buttons that you really need to have checked, you know, the boxes checked to get all your stuff that aren't checked right now on some of the bigger ones, Nationwide, Safeco?
You again, I think because you paid attention to one of those Chris conversations, right. I'm doing pretty good. So it's better in your scenario than you think it is. But I also could say thank you, because I could see under EDOC's claims and direct bill commission a lot of WFs. So you're trying to help us influence those carriers that aren't providing those business transactions right now.
WS is what now?
One future, right? Future, so that the carrier doesn't offer.
That's the button
the
I was referring
today.
To.
Yeah, WS is the button that
WF.
Is.
WF. So one future, WF. Yeah.
Yeah, that's get your shit together, carrier, and start downloading.
That's what that means.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what that means. So is there anything else on the screen? And remember, guys, we are live right now. This was not planned. Cal, did I call you yesterday and say we were going to do this?
Not at all. Nope, this is totally on the whim.
This is never before been done in the history of insurance right now. Is there anything else on the screen that you can see right now relative to iProtect Insurance that you could say, Scott, if you'll do X, Y, and Z right here, you'll improve your performance and your efficiencies?
So the one thing I'd say is I don't know who you write policies with. If you give us that list of who you place policies with, we'll do a comparison to see who's missing. Okay. So you can't start downloading unless you write, and we don't have that information. We don't know who you write with.
That's a really good list for everybody to make too, because it's really easy when you start out. Let's say you're a new agency, you know who you write with, but
right.
then as you add, and when you're in a position where I am and you too,
right.
you probably have some of your team getting the appointments for you.
Right.
You know,
I don't know who the heck we write with, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's good to compile that list, which we are doing.
Well, the second thing we're running across too is how many producer codes or agency codes you have with each of the carriers. Maybe one got set up, but the other two didn't.
Yeah.
You know, as you acquire.
Wait, say that again, because I've been riding so feverishly, I missed that. So if there's other.
So you have agency appointments to write policies. Sometimes you bring in a new producer that brings in their appointment. So what we're finding is that you might be seeing download coming through the network, but it's not for every single relationship or, you know, agency appointment that you have with the carrier. So we'll show you how to find that information to make sure everything's set up.
For not just the carriers, but also your agents in your office that are writing
multiple
business
producer
with those
agency codes, exactly, because a lot of times there's more than one code with the relationship.
Oh, listen, I think secret time. I want to say I've got a few major carriers. Progressive's one, Safeco is one, where I believe we have three different agency codes. So are those agency codes set up with Ivins to download? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know, but after this, I'm going to do some research and send you an email.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Next question. Not a question, more of a comment. I will bet you any amount of money you want to bet, if there's an agent that's listening to this right now, and they have never done what we just did, I bet you from a utilization standpoint of Ivins, they would probably be in the, and I'm throwing out a percentage here and I don't have any facts behind this, but I bet you they are only utilizing about 25% of what they could be getting. If they've never contacted you.
That's probably the case, especially if, you know, they're captive going independent. There's just so many things that we can help agents with. Just ask us, just talk to us.
And if you're a brand new agent out there, like I wouldn't have known about it when I started, would you? When we started this podcast, you're like, I didn't even know what Ivins was. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're an independent agent and you have appointments with carriers, doesn't matter who, somehow, some way, you Ivins is part of your deal, right? It should be if it's not.
It should be. If they're not, it should be.
So, anything else you want to ask her about my stuff, Bradley?
No, sir.
I'm trying to think of any other questions I have right now.
Never. Well, I'd like this. I'm going to just check one more thing to see if you do receive that email. Let's see. So somebody on your team actually does receive that monthly email.
Justin Miller.
That says, hey, take a look. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's another thing that we look for all the time to just make sure, because not everybody thinks to go in, right?
Sure.
Unless they have a problem with their download, they're interested in it, then they reach out to us. But yeah, just let us send you that kind of nudge once a month to say, hey, go take a look, and then contact us. We'll help you.
Now let me explain one more thing to these agents, because there's somebody out there right now thinking about this. There is somebody listening to this podcast right now that's going, well, how much does Ivan's cost every month?
The agents?
Yeah, I guarantee you there is. I guarantee you, if you don't know what Ivan's is and you're listening to this podcast right now, there was probably at some point in time during this podcast, you're thinking, well, I wonder how much it costs to have this.
That's the question we should ask in the beginning. It costs nothing for agents, right? It's total complimentary service for agents.
Mr. Dublarski, 0.0, nothing. Does not cost you a dime to have this, to take part in this service. That's the other thing. I remember being at Chris Paradiso's office and talking about Ivan's, and I thought, wow, I wonder how much that cost. And he's like, oh, it's free. It's just, it's part of being an independent agent. You have this because the carriers utilize this, or at least they all should, to download all of your policy documents and commissions and endorsements and things like that, claims. Anything else before we get off this podcast today, Cal, that you want to talk to about this, that you want to teach?
I appreciate you guys having this candid conversation. You've hit on a lot of really, you know, key points. Agents make the difference. So yeah, we'll help be your voice. We'll help put the information together. But really, every agent that's listening to this, you do make a difference. So don't think that you don't. And thanks for listening.
Hey, I've had two or three people the last couple of weeks drop bombs on us that waited until they were able to get on the podcast to make some announcements in the industry. Are there any big time announcements that you would like to announce live on the podcast today, that Ivan's things, something that y'all are working on that's going to change the game or anything like that today? Would love to have you make that announcement here first on the Insurance Guys podcast.
I don't have that announcement, but I would, you know, gladly share anything that I find, you know, once I have something to share like that. All I could say is that the way Ivan's is approaching things right now is enlightening. You know, they really want to help the independent agency channel. So, you know, it's not just that old Ivan's anymore. They're really working to bring it all together. It's been fun.
Well, we're glad to be a very small part of that. Now, I want to go ahead and get to the real reason I wanted to have you on this podcast.
Okay.
It got nothing to do with Ivan's. Now, it's a long way from Sugarloaf, New York to Hardville, South Carolina. My guess is that you are transitioning. It's strictly a guess on my part. We didn't talk about this before the podcast. You transitioning down there for grandbabies?
Hopefully eventually, but not necessarily. We transitioned down to the community called Latitude Margaritaville. Right. It's a 55 and older community, so that we can continue to have fun with everything that we do.
Well, let's stop right there, because I'm 50 and I like margaritas.
So
I am not too far away from being able to transition to Margaritaville myself.
You could be the mayor.
I could be the damn mayor of Margaritaville. It's in Hardville, South Carolina.
It's in Hardyville, South Carolina, kind of near Hilton Head.
Okay. Yeah. Hilton Head, a lot of good golf in Hilton Head there, Brad.
Well, that's the other thing, is I love to golf, so I cannot wait to get down to where there's a lot of golf courses.
Nice.
Bradley, I've never told the podcast story. I've never told this story on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I nearly came within seconds, no more than 5 seconds, of getting beat to death at a Jimmy Buffett concert one time. Have I ever told that story?
No, I don't think so.
I used to be a parrot head. I'd go to all the Jimmy Buffett concerts, and I've got hundreds of stories about that. But one night at Oak Mountain Amphitheater in Birmingham, Alabama, I was with all my buddies from high school, and there had been some adult beverages that had been participated in the parking lot. I'm not going to lie about that. And we were up. Now, used to, back in the 90s at Oak Mountain Amphitheater, was a fantastic place to be for a Jimmy Buffett concert, because the upper part of this big, big, big amphitheater, they didn't have seats, so you just sit on the ground. Which was a lot of fun, right? You didn't have, like, you had to sit in a chair. Everybody had blankets and sleeping bags. It was kind of a little Woodstock-esque, right?
Yeah. Well, we have Bethel Woods up in New York. Same thing, yeah.
So I am over here with all my buddies and a bunch of people from Hamilton and a bunch of people from Coleman, and there's a lot of stuff going on that probably shouldn't have been going on, but it was going on. And over here 10 feet away was a group of football players from the University of Alabama. I did not know that at the time, but I knew they were some big old boys, right? And one of them had pushed his girlfriend or done something, and I was just close enough to see it. And I run over there, probably 8 feet away, and I grab a hold of that guy by like the shoulders, and I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Guys, I look up. It is none other than John Sullins, starting middle linebacker for the University of Alabama. Mm. Played for the Saints, short stint with the Saints, All-American linebacker from Sullivan, Alabama. I knew him through people, but I had never met him in person. And he and I were in no shape to meet each other that night. Guys, when I tell you what's about to happen, my life flashed before my eyes. He took his right arm, and he reared back all the way to his Nikes, about to hit me in the face. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, I am going to die. He is going to murder me. And it just so happened, and this has happened to me 1,000 times in my life. I guess it's a God thing. One of the guys I grew up with in my neighborhood that I grew up with in Hamilton, Alabama, who was about 3 or 4 years older than I was with that group of football players. And he grabs John Sullen's arm, and he goes, "Hey, John, don't kill him. He's from Hamilton. He's with me." And John was like, "Oh, okay." Seconds away from dying. He would have killed me. Starting middle linebacker for the University of Alabama. Anyway, didn't mean to get off on a tangent. Cal, we love you so much. Tell them one more time where they need to go to start the process of getting right with the Lord.
Just email connections@ivans.com, and we will help you. Just reach out to us with whatever questions you have. We'll go from there.
You are the best. You are a shining, shining bright star in this industry. We love you so much. And as much as I love you, I don't love you as much as Chris Paradiso loves you.
Chris Paradiso is a good industry friend, right?
Let me tell you something. Chris Paradiso has traveled the world like Johnny Appleseed, spreading the word of Cal Durland to everybody.
He's the independent agent champion. So, that's right. You know, forget about me. He is just out there to help the whole industry. So it's a wonderful thing.
That's exactly right. Guys, as I end every episode, rewards come from action, not discussion. Get your ass out from behind that desk today. Go out into the big bad world. Develop relationships. Build relationships in your community. Become the mayor of the place that you live, okay? Become the mayor of where you live. Make money for your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your kids' college fund, for your parents that are struggling out there. Go make money for them and help them. Go live the life that you deserve to live, that every one of you deserves to live. Write good business for the companies that you represent, and write good business for the agencies that you represent. Bradley Flowers, I love you.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Cal.
Cal, we love you too. Guys, you are listening to the Insurance Guys podcast, and we love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being a part of our family, and we'll see you back here real soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Insurance Guys podcast. If you need to know more about me or you need to get in touch with Scott, you can always reach me at theinsuranceguyonline.com or email me at scott@iprotectinsurance.com. And if you need to get in touch with Mr. Bradley Flowers, go to portalinsurance.com or email him at bradley@portalinsurance.com. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening to our show and being a part of our family. And we look forward to seeing you again next week on the next episode of the Insurance Guys podcast. Take care.